Expat Life.
While the eggs chase the bacon on the frying pan, the violent dog pigeons by the steeple bell rope, and the dogs tip the garbage bells over last night. And there's always construction work bothering you.
But the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Greetings, Xenophiles. We're back, and we're live, and we're in the flesh, so it's a normal show. We fought through the snow. That came quite a shock, didn't it?
Yeah, today.
But somehow we managed to arrive exactly at the time we promised to.
Like English gentlemen.
Yeah.
Right on time.
Plus minus 20 seconds, which really surprised me because at one point I was kind of panicking. Anyway, on this day in 1949, Tom Waits was born. That's why we just heard the first song that I ever heard Tom Waits play, which is In the Neighborhood. Happy birthday, Tom Waits, 74 today. On this day in 1941, the Japanese Navy attacked Pearl Harbor. Some say that changed the course of World War II. On this day in 1909... inventor Leo Bakerland invented the first thermosetting plastic called Bakelite and changed pretty much the way manufacturing works and the way things are built. The birth of the plastics industry. Not sure if that should really be celebrated. On this day in 1836, Armin van Buuren's brother Martin was elected as the 8th president of the United States. That might not be correct. our guest this week, originally from Greece, one of the kindest men I know, to be honest. And he confirmed it today when he came bearing gifts. He came bearing cakes and all sorts of very nice sweet things to eat. I might tell you the story of, why I think he's the kindest man ever later. Preparing for this show, I discovered some surprising things. I've known you for, I don't know, 15 years probably. And, yeah. For example, the first thing I didn't know about you was, what's your real name?
Yes. It's kind of difficult name, yeah? That's why.
Statis Stamboulidis, I guess, yeah. I pronounced it correctly.
Yes, you pronounced pretty well.
Known to his friends as Statis Stamps.
Stamps, yes.
Yes, now then, some people might know Statis we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, yeah. Why not?
But before we get into the story, as we usually do, I'm going to start with the usual first question. Statis Stamboulidis, who do you think you are?
Who do I think? Why you are not playing the first song that I gave you?
I would play that in 8 minutes.
I think I'm a very simple guy, looking my job mainly, and enjoying time with friends. I'm pretty love traveling around the world.
That will become very clear as we discover the story.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm a very open person, I believe.
Also
with,
true.
With all kinds of people, yeah, from all the walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I love adventure.
Right. Yeah, again, this all will become... None of this will be a surprise when we hear the rest of the story. Let's talk about... Let's do the usual thing. We take the story from the very beginning, yeah? And we talk about from your childhood. It's a thing that we call the throwback.
Expat Life.
Throwback. Tell me about your childhood.
So, as the man said, where and when were you born? When is optional? Where is not?
I born in rural Greece, Grevena area. It's a small town.
Which is where Greece is a big,
mountainous.
Greece is a big place.
Yes,
what's it
yes,
near?
It is on the West Macedonia area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I grew up there. And in a moment at high school, I moved in Thessaloniki. Where I continue my school, and then I made my university.
Right. So in the early days, you were in a... You said it was rural, so you were
yes.
kind of village?
It was kind of... The town of Grevena, it's about 15,000 people.
That's big enough?
It's a mm-hmm. town. Mm-hmm. It's a small town. I grew up there with my sister.
Were you in the middle of it, or were you on the edge of it? I mean, did you feel like a city boy?
I believe that I'm a city boy. Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm quite a city boy. Even I love mountains.
And
I've been from 7 years old till now, and a ski guy. I'm skiing every year.
Right.
Although I'm very close to the mountains, I believe that I'm a city guy. I love the center of the cities. I totally love them.
Right. Forgive me if this is a really stupid question, but can you ski in Greece?
Yeah. Yeah. In my hometown, yeah, it is one of the most... It is 16 ski resorts in Greece.
Whoa!
Yes.
Every day is a school
okay,
day.
Okay, it's not Austria. It's not it's not not even Romania,
yeah,
that have many high mountains, but still we have.
Okay. And then, so you were living in this small town, and you mentioned your sister already, older or younger?
My sister is 1 year younger.
1 year younger, okay, so you were in charge.
I've been in charge,
and
yes,
she was the princess, of course.
She still is.
Still is the princess who must not be touched, must not
yes.
be disturbed, and is allowed to do whatever she wants.
Exactly, this it is.
Yep. And how was your family, what were your parents doing?
My mother is a teacher, she mm-hmm. was a teacher, that time, and my father was in trade.
Right.
Well, in trade, mm-hmm. he was importing, exporting.
Ah, so Impex.
Impex, yep. Yes.
And how about? I mean, school, both the before and after, when you, because your high school was totally different because you moved to Thessaloniki for
yes.
that, right? But at school, did you enjoy school? Did you just endure it? I mean, were you good at it?
I can say that I was a pretty good student.
Mm-hmm. Is that because you felt you had to be, or because you really enjoyed it?
No, I'm enjoying learning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying the journey of learning.
Right.
Yes. No, I believe that I was a school. It was something that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Everything, or were you sort of human, sao real? You know, were you kind of sciences or arts and literature, or how did you?
I'm more close to the literature.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That time.
Right.
Of my life. Yes. Yeah.
And at that point, what were you dreaming to be? Everyone thinks, when I grow up, I'm going to be a doctor, a lawyer, an architect, an astronaut.
Architect. My big dream was to be an architect.
Mm-hmm. And did you was it just a dream, or did you start to pursue it?
No. It changed through the years. I came in touch with my father bought me a turntable when I was... I think 10 years old, 9 years old.
Garrard?
No, it was not the Garrard yet. It was a Sanyo.
All right.
A turntable. Mm-hmm. So it started my love of music.
Yeah, right.
That it flourished through the years.
You said that was at 7?
Yes, I think nine years old.
Okay, 9 years old, right. And then, so how long after that before you decided, DJ?
I entered... I've been my first gig as a helper to as assistant to a DJ. Uh-huh. It was 7 years later when I was 16.
Right. So it was kind of find that one in the box and pass it to me so I can play it.
I was actually making the lights.
Oh, right.
This was my first time in the DJ booth,
which is a lot of fun making the lights.
And this world made me to start getting more interesting to the radio, the shows,
mm-hmm.
The music in general. So I tried to see if this way it is something that I can follow it. So
right.
I turned my, let's say, architecture dreams to communication major.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, I made this. I studied this.
Yeah.
And the next step, it was that I've been working in parallel in the same time, also as DJ and working at Antenna Radio in Greece.
Right. Which okay. It's not your first time in a big pink studio, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's not my first time in radio. I've been working in Antenna for 5 years, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We had a show between news and music.
Yeah.
So that was my first year. So
that was your young times, yeah. And at a point, we'll talk a little bit after the first piece of music, because you asked about the first piece of music. And let's play it. And then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the DJing, where that led you and what you did after that. Because you've been around and you, as B.B. King likes to sing, you've been around and you've seen some things. What's that song? Better Not Look Down, one of B.B. King's finest. So you picked as your first song, iconic. Everybody knows this. Just from that. That's all you need to know. Why did you pick that?
When you told me that you're going to make a show, I opened my
mm-hmm.
together. So I opened my Tidal,
right?
Because it's my friend now.
I totally agree. Tidal, much better than Spotify.
Yes. So I picked the four first songs. I have 3,000 songs there, and I said this is the four songs that I love to play.
All right.
Because those are the first that I put it in my playlist.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
I love them.
Yeah, as simple as that. And there's no reason not to love this, James. Did you see them when they came here?
I was not here. I saw them 6 times, James.
Well, okay.
6 times.
That's 5 times more than me.
Oh.
But I saw them here and it was very, 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 very good. Let's listen to Sit Down.
I hope, I pray. Xenophiles, welcome.
Expat Life.
Money, money, money.
Welcome back, Expat Life. With Statis Stamps or Stampolidis, depends on how lazy you are, I guess. Right, so, yeah, we had James with Sit Down, and we are both sitting down, so that's okay. But how do you not dance to that song?
How to dance?
Yeah.
You just
sit on the floor.
You're just jumping around. That's the way.
Yeah. Anyway, so this part is what we call the money, money, money. At this point, your story, you've kind of graduated. You've graduated, not architecture, but it was, communications.
Communication,
right,
yes.
Right, so yeah, you've graduated that, and you've got this communications degree, and you're free to go and do whatever in the big wide world. What did you do first?
So, working at the radio station, mm-hmm. in the same time... I start getting interest in advertising.
Right. That makes sense. It was a commercial station, probably.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think that I had something in my mind. I was just riding the...
Just drifting along.
Yeah. I was working at the radio station, DJing, working at a friend's advertising office.
Yeah.
I was making some... jingles for radio stations, some things like that. And enjoying my young life in Thessaloniki.
Right. Were you also club DJing?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Big places?
The biggest, I think, it was one in Chalkidiki. It was about 2,500-3,000 people.
It's big enough.
Yeah, big enough.
Yeah.
Big enough.
Okay.
But I prefer the... I was more than like a rock guy, mm-hmm. than dance music or pop music.
Yeah. Well, that's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I'd come and listen to you play if that's what you're going to do. Yeah. And it's clear from the music tracks you've picked that...
More
rock, classic rock.
Classic rock.
Adult-oriented rock, as they call it. Yeah. And so... DJing, advertising, working on the radio show. And then, for how long did you do that before you decided, I'm bored with this? Because you did, because it's not what you're doing now at all.
Yeah. In a moment, I start getting interest in finance.
Okay. Well,
like this.
Nothing wrong with that. Just out of curiosity.
Oh, yes. Just like this. I don't know. I don't remember.
Right.
Who get me there? And how I get there. So I made 1 year in school. I made finance, I made economics. And then start of 2000, before this, and I think this is very crucial, I work at Such and Such, which is a big advertising company. It was making that time for Thessaloniki.
Mm-hmm.
Was making the promotion, let's say, like this, for Thessaloniki as a cultural city of Europe.
Okay, European capital of culture.
Yes. And there, I start getting into the finance thing. I don't know how. So, in a moment, I went to make an MBA.
Okay.
Out of... Nowhere.
Just like that. Let's give it a try.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And where did you do that?
And I made it in Liverpool, UK.
Okay. Why Liverpool? There's nothing wrong with it as a place. It's a fabulous, one of my favorite places on earth.
That time it was not so fabulous, I can say.
I can also remember, I lived close to it for about 10 years, and it used to be a bit of a... Sorry, Scousers, it used to be a bit of a dump.
It was.
But not now, it's fabulous.
Now it's fabulous. Mm-hmm. Now it's absolutely fabulous to be there.
Yeah. Because European capital of culture, because that brought the investment.
Probably. These things, yes, probably it's connected somehow.
For sure.
That I went there.
Yeah. Hello, Timișoara.
Yes, we have our Timișoara now. So after Liverpool, which I stood a couple of years, while I was working also, I mean, I was kind
working
of...
still for Saatchi at that point.
Yes, I was doing some things for different advertising companies, not
okay,
someone
not only
specific.
Right.
Yes. I moved back in Greece and I end up in constructions. At the construction.
Hang on a minute.
Company.
Now construction. from the okay, obviously not from the advertising angle and not from the
no.
DJing. You don't
from,
DJ,
from the,
but from the finance.
Finance, from the finance.
Right.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Okay. Well, construction needs a lot of money.
Yes, I was working as not exactly accountant. It was like the financial management of the business,
okay.
Something like this.
Right.
Mm hmm. And that's how it's starting my second decade. Let's say the 90s is the first decade.
Right.
Of, working in advertising and DJing.
Yeah.
That's how it's starting the zeros, the
right.
2000.
Mm-hmm.
That I made till 2009. I've been in this company.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I end up in Romania. That's
right.
How I came here.
Uh-huh. We'll come to that. We'll go into detail about your Romanian experiences after the next piece of music. But so 9 years as working, juggling the money for the guys who were building stuff,
yeah.
Right? Basically,
yes.
Yep. And that company brought you to Romania.
Yes, with this company I came in Romania to
right.
make the business development for them.
Uh-huh. Uh huh. So what did you build here? I mean, what did you?
This company was have the. Was expertise in industrial buildings, not something mm-hmm. known, metallic buildings, things like that.
Warehouses, factories.
Okay. This was the main business,
okay.
the main line of business.
Yeah. Well, logistical centers, for example, are popping up like mushrooms everywhere now. So that's good business.
Yes, it was a good business.
Yeah.
But for me, it was not exactly my. I was not enjoying it, the ride.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was not enjoying the ride.
At what point did you realize? I mean, after some years, you're just like, I'm just bored.
No, it's not coming like this.
No?
It's. So, how we end up at what I'm doing now?
Yeah.
Sitting with a couple of friends that mm-hmm. they are in the Horeca business mm-hmm. and coffee shops and desserts and that stuff, we were discussing that we'd like to have some good coffee in the morning and something in the afternoon to eat.
So right.
That's how we get into and we start up the brand for Romania.
Okay, yeah, which is... The brand is. Let's play your first piece of music and we'll get into the Zoomzeria story because I've got some questions about that. Now, picking up a very nice theme of cool music from the late 90s, I guess. Suede.
Suede, yes.
Yeah? Tell me about why you picked it. You picked it because it was the second choice on your Tidal playlist.
Yes.
But the question therefore remains, why would this be the second choice on your Tidal playlist? What is it about Suede?
I don't know. I'm not having something specific for with the songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just
like it.
Like it.
Just like it. But the way this starts, that's a fabulous piece. Oh, he's banging his head already. Let's listen to The Beautiful Ones by Slade. Suede.
Stating his name again. Oh, friends of
I'm loving your music choices, Statis. This is great stuff.
Thank you.
Yep. And now, in place of the next commercial break, our good friends at Carrefour would like us to stop talking and listen to some Byron.
Proaspătă sau maturată, la micul dejun, la prânz, la cină sau ca desert, cu vin chiar și cu bere, brânza românească de la Carrefour sună bine la Radio Guerilla. Carrefour, poftim brânză românească, prin joi înșine, o zi întreagă de muzică românească la Radio Guerilla.
Lasă aerul să mă respire cu ochii închiși, gânduri dizolvând, și mă dezbrac de orice însușire. Golit de tot, las viața să se întâmple, să se nască, să mă trăiască cum o vrea. Cine sunt eu să mă opun ei? Cine sunt eu să-i spun că-i grea? Oricum, oricât m-aș uita, alta n-aș vrea. Las drumul ăsta-mi câlcit să mă meargă cu ochii mari, mistere descifrând, și mă învârt, încerc pe-a lumii hartă, de busolat las viața să se întâmple, să se nască, să mă trăiască.
Actul sexual comis de un major cu un minor sub 16 ani constituie viol dacă diferența de vârstă este mai mare de 5 ani și se pedepsește cu închisoarea.
Good people gather around Radio Gorilla.
Expat life.
Chaotic. Quixotic.
Exotic.
And we're back with Statis Stamps or Stampolidis. Which do you prefer? Do you prefer one or the other?
Statis.
Just Statis. Okay, just we're back with Statis.
Yes.
This is the chaotic, quixotic, exotic. We call this, but it's supposed to describe Romania. It also describes the guests usually. So we're at the point of your story where you said you'd got maybe a little bit bored with your journey through juggling construction money, and you got with some friends and
yes.
made this thing that's called Zoomzeria.
Yes.
Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yes, it's Zoomzeria.
Zoomzeria.
In Romania, most of the people, they sang it Zoomzeria.
Yeah, because phonetically, that's what we see, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my first question about that is why? Why that name?
Why?
Yeah. I bet you get asked that question 100 times a day.
The name doesn't mean nothing.
Right.
It was a small ice cream parlor in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
That had this small shop of 6 square meters that he was calling it Zoom.
Yeah, okay.
So the guys, this in my childhood, at the 80s, it was the shop. In a moment, they decided to make some pastries,
right.
Patisserie.
Mm-hmm.
So they stick behind Zoom the
From Patisserie.
So it became Zoom Serie.
Right.
So simple.
Zoom and Patisserie. Yeah. Boom. Right.
So when we started up in Romania, we examined many names. Me from the with my let's say background of branding that I was working with Saatchi. So
of course.
I was trying to find something.
Yeah.
And in a moment we gave up and we said, let's go with his name.
Speak
and,
the name.
Okay. What can happen? Then we came to Romania with his name.
The thing is, it's a memorable name because I remember the first time I saw it and I distinctly remember thinking, what the hell does that mean? But okay, doesn't matter. It means I remembered it.
Yes, this is the idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the idea of the branding. Mm-hmm. So the guys, they were been in the business for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I've been in the coffee shops, in the clubs, as working.
You were a customer.
I was. I team up a couple of times with other guys. We made this. We made a bar, so I had a small experience on the on this part of the coffee shops, or but I didn't know nothing about sweets, about desserts. I knew how to eat them, of course. But, So. We team up with the two guys from my hometown.
Right.
And our beloved partner from Romania.
Yeah.
And we set up the first shop in the corner of Sfânta Viner and Coposu in Unirii.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was quite a ride because it was a winter to remember. I mean, it was a guy upstairs, an old guy.
Right.
He told me, I don't know if you have to go to the church. I mean, you don't have it good with a God. It never happened this winter again. So it was quite difficult the first year.
Yeah.
Quite difficult. But we, you know, we were believing in this. We didn't do something that we didn't believe. Mm-hmm. We were believing the product.
Mm-hmm.
We were believing us.
And the Romanians like their cakes.
Yes,
right?
Yes. The idea was that we were believing that it was a gap in the market, was missing something. So that's how we entered there.
Mm-hmm. But there are lots of, I don't want to dwell on competition or whatever, but there are lots of small cafeterie around the city, around all of the cities.
Now, small. It is.
And yeah, not so many as yeah. You're right. There were not so many at the beginning. You blazed a trail there. I think so.
Yeah.
But there was. I heard other people saying that who were trying to set up, you know, small businesses to fulfill a gap in the market, and then suddenly there were a lot of trouble from the, let's say, established. You thought they were just a small corner shop, but then they got really nasty on you. Did you experience any of that?
So the first shop,
yeah.
I don't know if you notice it. It is between the two, for that time, the most known cafeteria in Bucharest.
Yes.
So it is just next to them. It is we get directly into the competition, but we were believing and we still believe that it was place.
Right.
We didn't start up something having in our mind to make you know, 25 shops.
Oh, right.
We start something to have our coffee and to do something that we like.
From the point of view that, well, if we like to have coffee and cakes there, other people might also.
Yes.
Yeah.
This was the main idea.
That's the way to make a business. It's like what Henry Ford used to say, don't make a business for the profit, make a business for a good business. Then the profit will just come.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I strongly believe this. Strongly believe this.
Right.
So that's how we started up this this business.
And now you say 25 shops, really?
Now in Romania, we're heading to 23, if I'm sure. We are the main company, let's say, from Greece. They expanding in other countries as well.
Mm-hmm.
In a moment, it came also the shop in Liverpool, that it was my...
Now, Liverpool, I wonder why... That's obvious why Liverpool.
How? me too.
Yeah.
It was just a connection with a friend. We said, okay, let's have a coffee shop. we started up to make it something small. Then we end up in a shop of 400 square meters in the center of Liverpool.
400?
Yes.
Whoa, yes. Okay.
Yes, it's a pretty big shop.
But the rent must be huge.
No. It was the year that things were not so well for the Liverpool One area. Mm-hmm. So we get it in good...
well done.
Yes.
And you also have, you mentioned now, you switch now to the fact that you're spending, you're living in three places.
I'm living in three places.
10 days is what you told me. And so 10 days here, 10 days in Liverpool, and the third one is?
In Vienna.
Okay, so I understand why Romania, because this is where you started doing this whole thing. I understand why Liverpool, because we've spoken about it already, but why Vienna? Skiing?
I'm not sure.
Ah.
I'm not sure. Our partners, they start up in Germany,
mm-hmm.
and we had the idea to extend in the German
area. German-speaking, the DACH, as they call it.
And and that's how it came Vienna.
Okay.
Vienna is not ready. It is on discussions about mm-hmm. the location now. But I believe in the next year we will have our mm-hmm. first shop.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And but you're, I'm thinking about when you're not zooming between three places and building up your coffee shop business and your cake shop business. And do you have any spare time for other? Do you still ski, for example?
Yes,
do you
I'm
still
skiing.
DJ?
I will tell you a detail. Past year, I took my diploma of ski teacher.
Oh, yes. Excellent.
After many years that I was trying to do it.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. So I have a diploma from the Austrian Ski Association
mm-hmm.
that I took it past year in November. And I was trying many years for this. Yes.
Excellent.
So this is the time, when I have spare time, this is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
This is my hobby, my love.
It's your skiing, right? Yes. Okay. And I was wondering if that's the connection to skiing equals Austria equals Vienna. That would think that. But no, it was just random.
No, it was random. It came from the connections, let's say, with the German area.
Okay. Look, the time is ticking. Oh man, it's not ticking. Let's play some Beatles.
Yeah.
Well, okay. What about Across the Universe? Why that one? Because the Beatles have a thousand things you could have picked.
It's my favorite song of Beatles.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten how good it was, honestly. Yeah. It's a bit of Across the Universe. Nothing else to say.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me.
hurts me to fade this before the end, but as you know, if you listen to the podcast version, which will be online later, you get the song right to the end.
Expat Life, made in Bucharest, Romania. Heard all over the world.
Expat Life.
Next chapter.
Welcome back. Expat Life with Statis. Right, this is the next chapter. What happens next? I mean, okay, what happens immediately next is, I guess...
Immediately, it's the opening in Vienna.
Right.
This is the...
Do you have a planned date for that, or is it still working progress?
No. We're still working on many, many aspects. Mm-hmm. We have to make websites. It's a whole...
Right.
It's a new thing for us, yes.
But is, for example, it's just, I thought of this, the Vienna... when it's open, and already the Liverpool. Is this just the first of many in these countries?
We are not thinking like this. No, we are pretty cool with the expansion thing.
Right.
If it's coming, yeah, we're following the right, but the wave. But for the moment, we don't have other thoughts.
Right.
In UK, we have some discussions. Mm-hmm. The most probably, we will have something in the next year.
Right.
But for Vienna, no, just the opening.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And after that, do you have any... I mean, not only just with expanding...
I'm trying to take some moments to stay a bit with my parents.
Okay.
They never had me in the past 30 years. So I'm trying to program this somehow to go back to... So my place.
10 days Bucharest, 10 days Liverpool, 10 days Vienna, 10 days Greece.
I don't know if I can... I can't fit that into 30 days. But I need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's what is I'm missing more now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fair enough, yeah. And are you going to go back home for Christmas? Yes.
You are? On Christmas, I will be in Greece.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Every year, Christmas, I'm in Greece.
Where are they? Is it Thessaloniki?
I will go back to the town that I told you.
Back to the roots?
Because they went back. They are not in Thessaloniki, so I will move there.
Uh-huh.
These days.
We didn't have time to tell the story about why I think Statis is one of the kindest people I ever met. It involves a tour around Thessaloniki. Remember that day?
Not to mention. It's okay. It was my pleasure.
It was such a pleasant surprise. Anyway, we haven't got time to go into the story. But thank you for that. I don't know if I ever thanked you enough.
Thank you also.
For what you did on that day. You know what? We're out of time.
Great.
This is it. We've got to let the young guys come in and have their turn. So, the Smiths.
The Smiths.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell me.
The Smiths. We love the Smiths.
We do love the Smiths.
Yes. And Morrissey.
And
even
Morrissey. Yep. He has a certain style, old Morrissey.
Yes.
And you know that's what he does. But for me, it's Johnny Marr.
I'm a Johnny Marr.
He builds these cathedrals of joyful sound with that guitar of his. And that's in the background. And over the top, you've got Morrissey moaning on about how miserable everything is. And the contrast between...
It's a contrast, yes.
Fabulous.
Yes, and this is... Exactly. This is fabulous.
Yeah, and that's what makes it. So, how soon is now?
How soon is
now? I am the sun and the air. How soon is now? How soon is... it's a minute to eight. We've got to go. I love the way this starts, especially on headphones when it's going backwards and forwards between one side and the other. Thank you very much, Statis Stubbs. That was a great story, entertainingly told. And once you've opened up your Vienna one, come back and tell us how it went.
That will be great.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Smiths.
Much.
This has been Expat Life.
I'm the sun and the air. You shut your mouth, how can you say? I go about things the wrong way. I am human and I need to be loved, just like everybody else does. We'll be right back.
sun and the earth. Of a shyness that is criminally vulgar, I am the sun and air of nothing in particular.
Minds, fresh ideas.
There's a club if you'd like to go. You could meet somebody who really loves you. So you go and you stand on your own, and you leave on your own, and you go home and you cry and you want to die.
Listen again to this and previous shows. Find us at expatlife.ro.
Expat Life.
New maps, please!
Good night, everybody!
Pentru limba română, apasă 1.